I want you to stop what you're doing right now and close your eyes. Think of something you've been putting off. Big or small, anything you've been avoiding. Do you have it? Good. Now I want you to imagine what it would feel like to get it done. You've checked it off your list. You don't have it looming over you anymore. You can finally breathe. Ah, feels good, doesn't it? All right. Now I want you to imagine how it would feel to not get it done. It's months from now and it's still on your plate. But by now, it doesn't really matter anymore. It's not as important and urgent as you thought. And you realize that you're grateful for the time you spent not doing it so that you could do other things. Now switch back and forth between these two states. You've done it. You haven't done it. Back and forth, allow your mind and body to shift until you reach a neutral state where either choice is fine. How does that feel? You should recognize now that you're in control of your choices. Both are fine, doing the thing or not doing the thing, but it's 100% up to you. You are in control of what you decide to get done. I had you do this exercise because I wanted to show you that whatever belief you've built up around your procrastination is just a pattern in your mind and body, and it can be changed at any time. You are not a procrastinator. The pattern of procrastination has made itself comfortable in you. It can be released just as easily as it was created. And in this episode, I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Welcome to the Rhea Earth Podcast. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. You are not your body and mind or any pattern in it. You've told yourself a story about who you are, that you're a procrastinator or that you can't seem to get things done, that your brain is shaped differently, which it may be, I know mine is, which means that you can't create meaningful things or pursue your dreams or actually make real progress on the things you most care about. But what kind of reality is that? Do you want to live in a world where because of some external circumstance or pattern in your mind and body, you can't do the things you know you're meant to in this world? Do you want to live as a victim of your DNA, your past, your patterns? Or do you want to believe instead that you have the power to create your reality, to change the course of your past, present, and future, to unlock the gifts that exist within you and take action towards bringing something amazing into the world? Because I believe that you hold within you an incredibly unique gift, something that we're all waiting for, something that only you can create, something that will unlock a transformation in a very specific set of people. And those people can only hear that thing from you. So we're going to make today the day that you create a new pattern. Are you with me? All right, let's keep going. First, I want to clarify that I'm talking about the negative pattern of procrastination. There can sometimes be a positive pattern of avoidance if you're creating something and don't want to rush it. But what we're covering in this episode is the pattern of procrastination that you feel is holding you back. One you want to change that's preventing you from doing the most important things in your life. Now, this pattern of procrastination exists in your mind and body because you're too outcome-focused. You have a perfect result in mind, and you believe that you can control this perfect outcome into existence. And this is mainly because you've tied your identity to that outcome, and also because you've tied your identity to your mind. But remember, you are the universe experiencing itself from one specific perspective. I'm going to tell you this every time we talk. You're not your body. You're not your mind. So you are not this pattern of procrastination. everyone you're creating for that you're afraid will judge you is also you. We share one infinite consciousness. There's no one to be criticized by. No one to tell you how terrible your work is or how much it doesn't measure up. So the only point of creation is to enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the skills you're building. Enjoy messing up and making new things without the outcome in mind. If you haven't already, I want you to go back and listen to the Falling in Love with the Process episode. We dive more into this outcome-focused pattern there, and if you need to, I want you to pause this episode, listen to that one, and come back to this one. I promise it'll be worth it. Long story short, to get out of your outcome-focused state, I want you to approach everything you're creating as a skill you're building. Life is not a series of goals to accomplish. It's not short bits here and there. You're playing the long game and building a whole human from scratch. So he or she can be anything you want. Confident, focused, creative. Just because you've been stuck in a pattern for the first 20 or 30 years of your life doesn't mean that you have to stick with that pattern for the next 30. Do you want to look back at the end of your life and realize that you spend 95% of it stuck in a behavior loop? Or do you want to see just how far you can take this lifetime? Do you want to see what happens when you finally let go of your fear and start creating the life you want to create? Because I do. I believe in you. Remember, I know you have a gift that is unique to you and only you that is meant to be shared. So let's keep going. Your procrastination also comes from competing intentions. Your conscious mind says you want to do it, while your subconscious mind says you don't want to do it. But that's simply because your subconscious mind has found comfort in this pattern. I used to say procrastination is your mind finding comfort in failure, which is a very harsh way of putting it, but it worked to snap you out of your pattern, right? And that's my only goal here, to get you out of this cycle of behavior that is causing you pain right now. So probably at some point in your childhood, you were judged for something. You felt shame that was based on how you performed or acted in a certain situation. And your subconscious mind recognized this and decided that a good way to keep you safe is to keep you from doing anything meaningful. Because when you do meaningful things, you put yourself out there for others to judge. And what do we know about others? They are also us, this infinite consciousness, so there's nothing to be afraid of. Fast forward to today, and now you have these two competing messages in your mind. It's like a computer program that is sending startup and shutdown commands simultaneously, which feels like limbo. You're just in this surface middle state where you can't fully relax and you can't ever get into flow mode. It's absolute torture. But that's the feeling your body has become comfortable with because it's familiar. So to get out of this, you have to get comfortable with the uncomfortable start. Most of the time when you're dreading something, it's just the beginning of it. You really want to get into flow, but to get there, I'm sorry, but you really have to go through some hard things. You have to sit with the discomfort that comes with the tension of starting. And pretty soon that start will become your comfort. A lot of people talk about dopamine in this situation, and I want to address this for a minute because I've heard so many people talking about dopamine incorrectly. You know, they say, oh, I have to get my dopamine hit or this gives me dopamine, when in reality, according to Andrew Huberman, our favorite neuroscientist, dopamine is the neuromodulator that changes the electrical activity of other cells. So what does this actually mean? Dopamine is the craving, but it's not what you get when you give in to that craving. This is game-changing because this means that you can rewire that path in your brain to crave the uncomfortable, to crave the fear, the tension, the hard thing. So the next time you feel the urge to avoid something you know you want to work on or something you have to work on, take a step back, take a breath, and recognize that it's a familiar pattern that's happening in your mind. And you've rewarded this craving with the easy thing in the past, but you have a choice. Remember the exercise we did a few minutes ago? You always have a choice. You don't always have control of the external situation, but you do always have control of your reaction. And the more you turn the reward into the hard thing, the more your mind and body will crave those hard things. You've been reinforcing the belief that you can't do things. You have a ton of proof that you can't start or finish things, that you can't keep your word. But again, that is just a pattern in your mind and body. You can reprogram it. And starting right now, today, in this moment, we're going to reinforce the belief that you can do things. And to clarify here, we're not trying to get a ton of stuff done. I just want to get you on the path of starting so that you can spark the inspirational fires within you and get into flow mode. That's the whole point. Side note here, something that's worked really well for me is to create a playlist that triggers you into creation. I have a very specific playlist that I used religiously during a 30-day writing challenge this summer, and now every time I put it on, my body and mind want to write. It's the same as any trigger that exists in your body and mind. When you walk into the kitchen, you open the fridge and look for a snack, your new playlist will be like that. Put this playlist on and your body wants to write or create or do or whatever it is that you've been putting off. Start small with just a few minutes and build it from there. Now, lastly, we're going to talk about the difference between creation and consumption. And I am intimately familiar with this pattern because it's something I've dealt with extensively in my own creative process. And one thing that is so, so important here is that when you have the pattern of procrastination, you feel like you want to create by learning more, by soaking up knowledge or focusing on the small details that don't actually move your creations forward. But learning is just another word for consuming. I'm not saying that you can never learn, because learning is absolutely important, but it's not creation. I look at creation, actually sitting down to write, paint, film, whatever it is, as an exercise or meditation. It's something that's clearing out the space in your body and mind instead of filling it. You're utilizing the nutrients that exist within you, releasing endorphins, moving the water through the river versus just filling it up further and further until it overflows. You can't create with a mind that's too full. Another way to think of it is that you're almost hoarding that knowledge. It's like your mind is a house. Can you imagine what it would feel like to walk into a house that was stacked high with boxes filled with half-used food containers and trash? The mind that is constantly looking for new knowledge to hoard is just like that. You're cluttering your mind with more and more and more. But at a certain point, you have to take a breath and clean it all out. Marie Kondo that closet. Take things to Goodwill. Process the things that exist in that mind and body. And remember, when you hoard the knowledge that you have in your mind, you're stealing from that audience that's waiting to hear from you. You have information that can help them, so why aren't you sharing that work with them? You are a creator, you're a leader, you're an inspiration. So create. When this episode ends, and we're almost there, I want you to do something for me. Start something you've been putting off. Do it for 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Whatever you want, as long as you start. Then send me a note and let me know how it felt. Let me know what you're committed to and how you're going to keep showing up for yourself. Send me an email at im@rhea.earth. A DM on Instagram, or if you're listening on Spotify, drop it in the poll question. I want to hear from you. I want you to be accountable to me, because I don't want another day to pass where you're allowing yourself to fall victim to this behavior pattern that's kept you stuck. You don't deserve to live the rest of your life in limbo. There's so much that you're meant to create that the world needs, and we're all waiting for your gifts. I believe in you. Always remember, everything you need exists within you.